Tata Wow, Ketatams Katna Wow, Gakio, welcome back. Fun would Netiga Sun e Gwa.
Nigan Nistan Anasko Monase Minakutaki Sagagna
Scout Mode.
Egratso Maganasko Nadia
no Counselor Mochi.
Kisagoma Sunia Atamekna Manasko Mon.
Welcome back to all of our listeners. You're listening to the Cree Chatter Hour. Don't forget to join our Facebook group. I keep saying that. And shout out to all of our listeners. We appreciate when you guys come up to... Sometimes we even have Munyawa coming up to us. And again, we're happy that we have all kinds of listeners. As long as you're interested in a language, we're really happy to meet you and glad you guys enjoy the show.
And we do like, you know, e-transfers. We like that.
E-transfers, Christmas gifts, you
Christmas
know?
Christmas gifts. It's funny that I actually had a woman, come talk to me during our search and rescue.
You talked to other women?
Yeah. I thought, oh my God, what's on parole officer? But she had mentioned that she listens to our show.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. It's so awesome because, you know, we're based out of Alberta here, but we have listeners all over. Even when we went to, was that Mosquito Grizzly Head where they said that they listened to our
Mosquito,
show?
Mosquito, yep.
And they listened to our show out there. And Red Pheasant, shout out to the people in Red Pheasant. And we want to see how far the show reaches. So go ahead, join our group. Let us know how far you are, where you're listening from. But this is the part of the show where we like to share music. Me and Dallas, our passion for the music led us to our passion for the language. And that's why I think, and music is such an amazing tool when it comes to language learning. And there's so many different studies that were done on that when it comes to the rhythm and retaining language and things like that and helping to pronounce words right. You could really learn that through songs. But I think, Dallas, you wanted to sing the morning song to you.
Yeah, here it goes. Ready, watch.
That's not you singing. Is that a slappy?
Yeah, it's slappy, man. He's rocking round dances right now.
Is that slappy, Chi?
Slappy, oh my.
If you guys don't know who's slappy, that's a... Is that Ruben Bugler?
Yeah, Ruben Bugler, yeah. He's got like CDs. He's actually has music out and he's always been a really... he's been an advocate, to be honest, about, you know, preserving our round dance properly, right? But yeah, so...
When I think of sloppy, the first thing I think of is the song Keish, late Nathan Keish. He probably used to sing, please come to my home reserve. We'll go to backyard way over there. Hear my dogs a barking. See my car's all broken, but one is working with no muffler. That one?
Slappy made that one. And then another one he would sing too is Mosquito. Mosquito. I don't know.
I know which one you're talking about. But going back to the One Ska song, Slappy and the One Ska song, the beginning of our segment here.
Hey, should we show them the One in Ska that was made into Ojibwe?
Oh, wait. Okay, first, let's sing a couple starts of the One Ska song our way. But a little bit of story of the song we're going to show after that was we went over to Whitefish Bay, Ontario, the home and the birthplace of the Jingle Dress.
Yep.
And we were able to spend a whole afternoon with the school kids there. And we were talking to them about the round dance and, you know, about language. And then we shared with them the One Ska song. But our friend, Teddy Baxter.
Yep.
He is an older singer from that way. And Dallas told him, you should try to do the song in your language, in Anishinaabe.
Yeah.
And he did. So we'll show you guys that song after we show you the Cree morning song.
Yeah. Talking about our friend Ted Baxter, his drum group's called Anishina, and he's also a very strong advocate for their Ojibwe Anishinaabe language. So it was wonderful that we got to exchange that because he really wanted to show the kids because they were really in tune with that One in Ska song. And he thought, you know, we need something like that out here, but in Ojibwe. So I said, you know what, bro, you should translate that. And he did. So I can't wait to show you guys that.
Show them the our style. If you guys haven't heard the One Ska song, this is like one of the songs that they say they can't really put a date when it was made. It's that old. And a lot of our songs, Kayas, I guess they didn't have words in it. So this was like one of the first style word songs, I guess, in this. Something like that.
Something
I remember
like
hearing
that,
something like that when But I think everybody heard this song in Creek Country at one point or another. You can find all different versions of it all over the place. But Nigamuck.
This is from Frog Lake Style. It's not. This was shown
it's
to me.
It's not from Frog
No. This was shown to me by Ferlin McGilvery. So,
Late Muslim Eugene Cardinal. Late Muslim used Eugene to sing Cardinal, it all yeah. the time.
All the time. Late Gordon McGilvery.
In school, yeah. Everybody, I think, you know, yeah. shared this song quite a bit.
Okay. One in scape wapanuma a sepi si sagni kamua pe miuna kwan kitaskino hey oh hey oh hey 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 oh hey ai ya hey ai ha hey oh hey oh hey oh hoika one in ska pe wa panuma a se pi a si sagni kamua pe miuna kwan kitaskino. Hey oh, hey oh, hey.
We'll just leave it at that and just an abrupt stop. But talking about that, so yeah, we went to Whitefish Bay, Ontario last spring or winter?
Last spring, March.
Yeah, last spring we went to Whitefish Bay. And we went to a round dance out there. And they asked us to spend some time with the youth for 2 days during the day. And Dallas showed them the one ska song, and a friend of ours, Teddy Baxter, he's also a language advocate for their language out there. Dallas showed him the song and said, you know what, you should translate it to your guys' language. And when you listen close, the difference is not, it's not too different, hey?
Not too different.
Because their language is actually a sister language to us, the Ojibwe and Anishinaabe. They're a really close language to us. But you guys, take a listen to this. Man, that was so cool. Hey, you hear how similar our language is, but that was really beautiful to hear that rendition of it.
And I'm just so happy he took the time to you know, to really do that. I didn't expect that, you know, so soon, but I'm so thankful that he did that. And it sounds wonderful. I'm so happy.
Shout out to Teddy Baxter. That was a beautiful version of that. And again, when we got to go visit Whitefish Bay, we talked about their language and all of that too. But holy man, like, there's a beautiful energy there. The people were really good, and we even got to have some of their fish fry over there. It was like all the pickerel you could eat was really delicious. I really enjoyed our time out there in Whitefish Bay, Ontario.
No, I really loved going out there because, again, that's the world-class, renowned singing champions, Whitefish Bay Singers. They're from there. Of course, legendary Mary White, jingle dress, legendary matriarch in the powwow world. They come from there. It was so nice to go there in the Wigimagan because we traveled quite a ways to get there, and then just to drive in there to see the arbor, to see all the historical, you know, places. It was really beautiful. And they treated us wonderful.
Yeah. Awesome. Beautiful people out there. Shout out to everybody out that way. You know, speaking of music, though, we talk about practicing. And I like to give resources. Resources when it comes to music and Cree language learning.
Lots of TikTokers. Absolutely. That's
music, though.
Music. Okay. So I would say Young Spirit. I would say Northern Cree.
Powwow wise, because they have powwow and round dance music, and you can go for like Mr. McDonald there.
Yeah, Brian McDonald.
Brian McDonald.
Even Mr. Edmund Bull.
Yeah.
Dilia Waskowicz.
Yeah.
Brian Waskowicz as well. Irvin. A lot of strong
advocates. Art Napoleon. If you're not into the traditional style of music and you want to hear more contemporary, check out Art Napoleon. He has some really awesome. Awesome music. We actually got to meet his daughter, Quana.
Yep.
Performed alongside her, and all his children, I think that they're into music too. But Art Napoleon's another good resource for music and Cree language.
But,
again, all of the powwow
Yeah,
groups.
But top of the line, we don't ever really talk about her much, but she really advocates strong for music as Fawn Wood. If you listen to her music, she has Cree prayers on there. She talks a lot of powerful stuff on her music with women, empowerment. So if you get a chance, listen to Fawn Wood. A lot of the kids love to listen to her music, but a lot of Cree in her music. Yeah, so
I feel a little awkward because I'm sitting right in front of you and you're talking about
person. It's wonderful, though. Her music's wonderful.
I think, like we said in the beginning of this segment, was music was one of our first interactions with the language, and that's what led us to want to learn it, right, honey?
Yes.
And as we started our language journey, I noticed my music started changing. And I think that's one of the biggest compliments is when our young people, our youth and our babies gravitate towards music. And, you know, some of the music that I didn't think anybody would really connect to, maybe they was like the song that that my dad actually gave me was called the Powwow Song. But a lot of little girls like singing that song.
Or I thought the coolest thing was when drum groups and male singers would message you and get translations and ask if they could sing the song at a powwow or at a round dance. We call him the Cobra there, the legendary Magua Tatusis. He'd be the guy that would.
He was the very first one to ever sing any of my round dance songs at a round dance. I remember I cried. It was actually Palm Maker's Lodge round dance.
Yeah.
And he asked you, right?
Yeah.
He's like, do you think she'll let me sing this song? And you're like, go for it.
Yeah.
And then when I heard him sing it, I swear my heart could have just busted out of my chest. I was like, oh, you know, because he is one of my favorite singers. And he's one of the, you know, he has a legendary voice, and to hear him sing one of my songs was a huge honor.
It was. I was really happy to be part of that because, you know, the one thing about, you know, Wigimagan, her songs, they're sung at a level where she could sing them. And it's tough for any male, to be honest, to sing at that level. But Magua, oh, man, he took it there and we sang it. And it was wonderful. It was a moment that I'll remember and have so much respect for that guy, you know. So prayers and shout outs to Magua, wherever you are,
Magua,
brother.
Magua, the Cobra Tatusis.
Yeah. You find your way back, my brother.
Yeah, he's one of those singers, I believe, that truly have a voice that nobody else can match. There's nobody else that can sound like him. And it's something that people will remember like forever, you
yes,
know?
Yes, yeah, tapo, yeah. Kayasa Spino Maya, he's one to will always remember. So not that he's gone, but it's just that
his voice is legendary.
Legendary.
He
voice.
Also has an album. I think is it on streaming platforms?
It should be. Yep.
I think is it called Quentin Tatusis?
Yeah, Quentin Tatusis. That's his name. That's right.
And he it shows like he's dressed in white and he has a cool fedora hat. But that's a really good CD. Anybody who's wanting to, you know, find some new music check it out. Quentin Tutusis. He's dressed up in a white suit with a hand drum, fedora hat. Really good. He even has like a the late Gordon McGilvery speaking on there too, hey?
Yeah, and his late grandfather too, Gordon Tutusis.
Wow. Yeah. You guys got to check it out. That's a really awesome CD. In fact, I haven't heard it for a while. I'm going to listen to it today. So I think that's what we're going to close out our show with today. This is a song by Quentin Magua Tutusis. Again, we want to say Agamemnon Kaipume Kaini Peusit. And we hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Eximaga Exepitama. We hope you enjoy this song by Mr. Magua Tutusis. Was a little bit of it was actually off of Magua's album, but that was a little bit of Gordon McGilvery as well, the late Gordon McGilvery. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Eximaga Exepitama. We'll see you next week for some more Cree Chatter Hour.